Erev Tov Lekulchem, a good evening. We are about to embark on a series of shiurim, both Agada and Halacha, that will focus on the issue of Tachanun. Many questions have been asked of me regarding Tachanun in the last number of months. So I thought it would be worth our while to explore the contours, both halachic and agadic, of tachanun that we say on an ongoing basis on Monday and Thursday, Ashkenazim, Ed Vuhu Rachum, and the rest of the week they say tachanun, with the exception of a fair number of days that tachanun is not said. So initially, I'm going to explore, because I believe that without an appreciation of the overall structure of a very significant perek in Tanakh, in Tehillim, it's found in Tehillim Perek Vav, and you have in front of you three pages of Maar Mekomos. And essentially, generally when I learn Tanakh and when I learn Chumash, I make every effort to first of all see the beautiful structure, the symmetry, and ultimately the underlying message. And there are many different messages that are embedded in every passage in Chumash and in Tanakh. But significant is the ability to see the unbelievable structure of the Torah, of passages in Tanakh, and this is just one of countless examples of it. I just want to begin with a comment of Rabbeinu B'chaye in his Perush al HaTorah. In Parshas Korach, when we encountered the rebellion of Korach v'Adasa. So at one point, Korach, who's known for hitkahalut, a term that's become very popular in the Corona period, vayakel aleim Korach es kol ha'eda el Pesach o el Moed vayiruch v'ra Hashem o kol ha'eda. So in Bamidbar Perek Tezayin Pasuk Chav Chaf Aleph, Ribbono Shel tells Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, he bodilu mitoch ha'eda azos. Moshe Rabbeinu was told that he and Aaron should separate from this Eda, Adas Korach, and Hashem will destroy them instantly. And then the Pasuk says the following, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron were absolutely thunderstruck by this proposal on the part of Hashem Yisbarach, Vayiplu al Pneim Vayomru. And the argument they presented was, Kel Elokei Haruchos Lechol Basar Ha'ish Echad Yechatav Yalkol Eidot Tiktzof. We already mentioned a comment of Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal that the Ribbono Shel Olam accepted this argument. Essentially, the argument was what the Gemara calls in the language of the Talmud, Tuv Yechatav Zigud Mingid. One person sins and someone else should be punished. Each individual should be punished for their particular avera. Lo yumsu avos al bonim ubonim, lo yumsu al avos. Pasuk in Chumash and also in Tanakh. So Hashem Yisbarach accepted this taina of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did he accept this taina? And the answer is because this is prior to crossing the Yarden. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the first parak, the Gemara comments on the psukim in Sefer Yoshua, the story of Ai and the booty of Achan. And Achan was punished. And the Lashon of the Pasuk there is Chata Yisrael. And Chazal derived from there the principle of Kol Yisrael Arim Zelazeh, which has halachic consequences, the Gemara Shoshana, the din of Yotze Motzi. If someone was already Yotze in the midst of Kiddush, but another Jew has not been Yotze in the midst of Kiddush, I can say Kiddush the second time and the third time in order to be Motzi, to help other Jews discharge their duties of Kiddush. Based on this concept of we're all guarantors of each other, but that doctrine was only enunciated, only concretized when he crossed the Yarden. So here, Moshe Rabbeinu, in effect, presents to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the following taina: Kel, Elokei Haruchos Lechol Basar, Ha'ish Echad Yechatov, Yalkol Eid HaTikzof. And the taina was accepted because it's prior to our crossing the Yarden. But what's of interest to us is the first three words of the Pasuk. Vayiplu al Pnehem Vayomru. All the Targumim translate this Pasuk as referring to the Nefilas Apayim. The mitzvah of Nefilas Apayim took place right here. The way Onkelos translates, Unefalu al Apayim. The way Targum Yonason translates, V'isrechinu bitzlo al Apayim. There's a tefillah that was, in effect, recited by Moshe Ve'Aaron, al Apayim, and the Targum Yerushalmi as well. So the Rishonim see this as being the source for the din of the Nefilas Apayim. Rabbeinu Bechaye on the spot has the following comment. This is the makar for the din of Tachnun that we say in the course of the week. And then he goes on to expatiate, Rabbeinu Bechaye, that there are three major components of the Nefilas Apayim. Bida, ki inyan the Nefilas Apayim bitfila yesh bo shalosh kavanos. There are three different kavanos. Ha'achas, the first, Lemora Hashchina. There's a sense of dread of the Shechina in the course of the Nefilas Apayim. V'hashenis, the second component, Laharos Tzar v'Hachno, to show our self-abnegation, to show our Tzar. V'hashlishis, and the third component, Laharos Asiras Chushov u'Bitol Hargoshosov, that a person is completely and totally kafuf to Hashem Yisbarach. All of his regesh, all of his emotional faculties are completely handcuffed and completely subordinate to Hashem Yisbarach. And then he goes on to develop somewhat each of these three components. The first, Lemora Ashchina, which is embedded in the Nefilas Apayim, Kedei Sheislabish Bezeh Boshes Utznius. A person should have a sense of busha, sense of modesty. Kikisi Aponim Midarke ha'anova v'haboshes. We know from Moshe Rabbeinu, but Moshe Rabbeinu, in the context of the snare, the beginning of Sefer Shmos, Pasha Shmos, the pasuk says, "Vayaster Moshe ponov ki yorei me'abit el Elokim." Kisu ponim is a reflection of a certain degree of anova, of modesty, of busha. And since a person recognizes in the course of the Nefilas Apayim that Shechina kinegdo, shibisi Hashem negdi tamid, that's reflected in the kisui ponim on the Nefilas Apayim. And there are many rayas that Rabbeinu B'chaye brings to this yisod. In Tanakh we see it. Chayes HaKodesh, psukim Yecheskel, very well-known psukim in the beginning of the Mare Yecheskel, the Chazon Yecheskel, v'chayos rotzo v'shov. They are literally running to and fro, and they emas Hashechina. And this idea of kisui ponim, of mora shechina, is the first component of the Nefilas Apayim, of tachanunim. The second, as I mentioned, laharos tzar v'achno, says Rabbeinu Bechaye, ki hanofel al pono mitzar v'nichna. And we know that achno is meikri ha'tshuva. Rabbeinu Yehuda actually counts it in the Shari Tshuva as one of the elements of tshuva. A person who wants his tefillos to be accepted by Hashem Yisbarach, so has to be nichna, has to be mitzdayer. And again, there are many rayas, and we'll actually have recourse to one of the rayas from the famous Gemara, which is found in Maseches Tainis and Chav Dalid, and also Sugya Megillah and Daf Chav Beis. We'll get to that amidst Hashem in the course of time. So this second element of tzar v'achno is critical as one of the major components of the Nefilas Apayim. The third component is that one should be batel mevutel to Hashem Yisbarach, as he writes, ki'ilu hargashosa b'telos v'asuros v'mtzo chefzo, ve'eino v'sfosa b'sutomim. Everything is completely handcuffed, completely bound. He's almost gagged. Lo yuchal liros u'ledaber. Another, essentially, I am completely kavul, says Rabbeinu Bechaye. I am tied up. Ein cheftzo toli be'atzmo. My entire life revolves around the Ribbono Shel Olam, and I'm essentially giving myself over to him. L'mi shemischanen elov. And that's exactly why the Tefillah of Tachanun is essentially a complete and total shibud that takes place, and this is what Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron were involved in. Kael Elokei HaRuchah Sechol Basar. Kael means Hashem, Lashon Elokim, the way the Ramban and Rishonim in general understand Elokim is referring to Midas Hadin. Hashem is a takif. Elokei HaRuchos. Hashem knows exactly who is whom, who is guilty, who is innocent. Ha'ish echad yechatah, that's Korach v'Adaso, v'al kol ha'eda tiktsof. And this tefillah, says the Rabbeinu B'chaye, l'moshe v'aron b'niflas ha'payim ho'isog tzara. It was a short tefillah, similar to the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu regarding Miriam. Kel no refor no lo. Gemara Brachos. Bisham, there also, Siper Shivcho Shabari Beomro Kael, and the Lashon of Noah is the Lashon of Tachnunim. And here also, we have apparently a similar kind of tefillah, but essentially this tefillah represents the tefillah Sapayim. So this, by way of introduction, these three elements, we're going to have to see them in the tefillah itself. The first is Meir Shechina, the recognition that Shechina Kenegdo. And we'll see from the line.
Well, we don't hear you. You're on mute, Rav David.
Okay. You heard Rabbeinu B'chaye? That you did hear? Rabbeinu B'chaye said there were three components of the Tefillas HaPayim. One is Mor Shechina, reflecting the Kisui Ponim, one is Tsar V'Hachno, and the third is that I'm completely bottom of Uto. And this is embedded in the Tefillas HaPayim. So the Tefillas HaPayim, Shechina Kenegdo, it's really an extension of Shemoneh Esrei. And that's clearly seen from the language of the Rambam, which we'll explore in Yitz Hashem separately. And the Rishonim write, the Shin Kubet says, quoted in Shulchan Aruch, one is not allowed to be mafsik between Shemoneh Esrei and the Tefillas HaPayim. I think I mentioned to you the question already, which many years ago was raised. I'm very makpid to tell the Kohanim, Yashikach. And the question is, how could I? How could you be masik between Shemoneh Esrei and Tachnunim when the two are inextricably intertwined? And here we have Shechina Kenegdo in the course of the Tefillas HaPayim. And I showed the Goyin who asked me this question a number of svarim and Bichas Kohen who indicate that the Yashir Koyach, the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, is Ye Yasher, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah paskins that the Kohanim, especially if there's Kaddish, that they should not leave the Duchen till after Kaddish, so someone should not be mafsik in the middle of Kaddish to give them a Yashir Koyach, or Ye Yasher, in the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. So I showed this going that saying Yashir Koyach is a Tzerech HaTfilah, and therefore will not be called a hefsek between Shemoneh Esrei and Tachanun. But the Tefillas HaPayim has in it these three elements, according to Rabbeinu B'chaye, these three components. And according to the Rambam, it's clearly an extension of the Shemoneh Esrei. So I'm going to first just refer you to some famous Gemaras before I examine page number one, where I'm going to examine the structure of the Tefillas HaPayim. But the Gemara has in Baba Tzia and Daf Nun Tes, on the base, part of it is found here on page number two, in the upper part of the page. A famous machlokes between the Chachma Yisrael and Ablazim and Hurkanus, the well-known sugi of Tanu Shalachnoi, the issue of Tumah Vatara. Rabbi Lazar was Mitayer Kol Ataros Shenasu Al Gabov. He held as a din of a Klei Adoma, it's not a Kabbal Tumah. Chacham held as a din of a Klei Cheres. And Rabbi Lazar, who was known for his intellectual agility and acuity, he was ma'od mechudad, very sharp, sharp intellectual reflexes. He responded with all kinds of arguments, which Chacham were not mekabel. And the Gemara then describes all the overt meisim gluyim that occurred. And even a basko that came down and said, halach kemeisai, the response of the Chacham was, ey mashkicha bebasko, lo bashamayimi, we don't have to listen to voices that are coming down from heaven. And then the Gemara says they were menadehim, he was put in cherem, and the question is, who's going to tell him he's in cherem? Rabbi Kiva said, I better go, because if someone else goes who's not hogun, He is capable of being machriv kol olam kulo. He can destroy the entire world with the kayach of the kedusha. And the Gemara describes how Rabbi Akiva lava shchirim v'nisatev shchirim. He dressed in black and he was in a distance of Dalai Lama's. And Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Akiva, ma yom yomayim. And he said, it looks like that your chaverim have decided to distance themselves from you. We know about social distancing. We're bekiyim in that. And so apparently also here there's some distancing that's taking place. So Rabbi Elazar, who's a menudeh, kara begodov, because a menudeh is chai bekriya, that's a gemara. Chalatz minolov, the gemara might cut as well. A menudeh is also b'lil sasando. And Yoshua agabi karka, and he began to cry. So the gemara says that cry, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Elazar ben Hurkanus, sorry, was so powerful, the entire world was stricken. Shlish b'zeislim, shlish b'chidim, shlish b'sayrim. And the Gemara says, kol mokam shenasim ba'in Rabbi Elazar nisraf. Wherever he said his eyes was completely burnt. And the Gemara then describes Rabbi Gamliel, Baba Sfina, he was on a ship. Amar alav nashul l'tavo. Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi. So he was the one who was directing traffic. All that occurred at his behest. So he right away came to the maskana that this sara, this tempest, ain't zeh l'beshua, but lozim and hurkenes. So right away he got up and he prayed to Hashem and he said, go to be yadu ala fanecha, shelo l'chvod yasisi, lo l'chvod beis abo asisi, el l'chvoda. I said, Hashem, I did it only for your covet. Shelo yibra machlokes b'Yisrael. Noch hayom mizapo. At that moment, the sea abated. The tempest ended. So now the Gemara, on top of the page number 2 in front of you, that's with the backdrop for this Gemara. The Gemara says, Ima Shalom, she was the wife of Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanus, the sister of Rabbi Gamliel. So from that incident, she did not permit her husband, Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanus, to be Neifel Apayim. How did she go about doing that? How did she prevent him from saying Tachanun, from being Neifel Apayim? So the Gemara says, that is what she did, but doesn't explain how. I saw in the Shidduch Betzes, Abba Tzia, he explains that she made sure that he was mafsik bedibur between Shmanesri and the Tefillas Apayim. She made sure there was some sort of a hefsek, an interruption of dibur between Shmanesri and Tachanun, and therefore his tefillah would not be mekubal. His tefillah would not be accepted. That day, the Gemara says, Reish Yarcha Habe, it was Reish Chedesh. The ichlef lo bein mother the chassid. She made a mistake. The wife of Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanus, the sister of Rabbi Gamliel. Rashi says she thought the month was chaser, and in fact it was mole. As a result of that mistake, she somehow assumed that there's no problem today. And meanwhile, he was nafal al panav. There's a second opinion in the Gemara Ikad Yamrei. The Gemara says, Asa Anir V'Koya Bava. A poor man came at that moment in time. She brought him bread. And then she came back and suddenly she saw her husband was Neifal Alapov in Tachnunim. Amoleh, she said to him, Kum, get up. Katnas Lachi, you've killed my brother. Adahachi, the Gemara says, Nafak Shipura. A message came out, Bibesh Rabbi Gamliel de Shacha, that he passed away. Amalah, so her husband asked her, Mino Yadat, how did you know? Amalah, she said, Kach mikublanim bibes abi abba. She had a masira, a kabbalah. Kol asherim ninolim chutz mishari eino. The Torah has two isurim kayadua. One is einoas mamon, and one is einoas dvarim. Two separate psukim in chumash. Einoas dvarim, the Mishnah has at the end of Perek Hazov, the Mishnah describes einoas dvarim. Person is mitzayer. You cause someone tsar. All different ways of causing people tsar. Sometimes we have great expertise in doing these things, which of course is asa. Schor ma'asecha rishonim. I remember when you used to eat at McDonald's before you became a bal tshuva. B'chulu b'chulu. Einoas dvarim. When you're maknid a person, you're mitzayer a person, and she had a kabbalah, that all the shorim of Shari Shamayim are closed with the exception of Shari Einoah, says Rashi, and this Rashi to me is the yisod of the entire Tachanun, of the Tzidah Safayim. Rashi comments here, Lefi Shetzar Halevi, a person who's subject to Einoah's Dvorim, who's verbally abused. There is tzar halev, bikoroi b'lahoymi demois. And as a result, the person will be led to tears. The person will become emotionally incredibly distraught as a result of the Noas Dvorim. And that Hashem Yisbarach responds to and listens to. And I will demonstrate this is the Yisod of Rashi, is basically the entire Havana of Tachnun and Tachnunim. So we see that a Bakosha that is other B'Shas Nefila Sapayim, in effect, is so powerful. And that's what she was so choshesh, that she didn't let her husband engage in the Nefila Sapayim. And the moment she made an error, and he was Neifel Apov, his tefillah was Miyad Miskabel. The Gemara has also, Chazal have a number of other very significant statements here. You have a Gemara Megillah and Afcha Beis, also quoted in Shulchan Aruch La'alocha, Ein Adam Chashu Vashoy Lipol Alponov, Elam Kein Nener Ki Yeshua Binun. An Adam Chashu is not allowed to be Neifel Apayim, unless they're assured that the tefillahs are going to be answered similar to that of Yeshua ben Nun. Pasuk says in Yeshua Perek Zayim, Vayomer Hashem Yeshua, Kum Loch, Loma Zeh Atzonef Al Panecha. So Rashi says, Shadam Choshev Einu Rashoi Lipol Al Panov, a VIP, an aristocratic, very choshev kind of person, an Adam Gadol, is not allowed to be Nefel Apayim, Levazes Atzmoi Bifnei Atzibur. If his tilos will not be answered, yecharfu, chas v'sholom, they will curse him. Kach shamati. Elam ken yodin bo shu choshev pi Yoshua. Or the way the Yushalmi I saw writes that if his tilos will not be answered, will be achil Hashem. Because that's a sign she ain't tochel kabaro. He's not the Baal Madrega that he presents himself to be. He's not holding at that level. So we see from this Gemara, it's also a Gemara in Tainis, Ein Adam Choshev Vashoy Lipol Alponov, and the Gemara there, the way Taisus in Megillah calls Yerushalmi, that where a person is davening Bishvil HaTzibur, Beino LeBeinatzo, one can do so, but we see the Koyach Adir of the Tefillah Sapayim. Tefillah Sapayim is an incredible tefillah. I saw in the Beis Yosef, here in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, the Siman that deals with the halachas of the Tefillah Sapayim, he quotes the Zohar HaKadosh. Then the Tefillah Sapayim essentially is what he calls Mesiras Nefesh Lamisa. A person is literally ready to be Mesa Atzmai. Derech Agav, there's a similar comment that the Mishnah Berurah makes when a person says Kriya Shema and it's Bekabel Omal HaShemayim, the first pasuk. We show them having machlokes, how many parshas in Kriya Shema Daraisa, the Shagas Aryeh presents in a very systematic kind of way all the different shitas. But we know the shitas Ramban, based on the Gemara in Brachis, the Gemara says that Rebbe was saying a shir, Abir Nasi, and the time from Kriya Shema came, and Rebbe was masik, he covered his eyes and said the first pasuk. So the Ramban says, you see, the first pasuk is a Daraisa. Others say the first Pasha of the Isa, Rashi Brachas, the Abezim and Aleph, with Pasha Rishonah, Shadim Kori, Amitasa Yatza. Other Rishonim say two Pashas, the Shita Saramam, all three Pashas, the Shakazari has a list. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes that when a person says Shema Yisrael, he should have in mind, I'm ready to be Mesa Nefesh. I'm ready to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. That should be the Kavana of Shema Yisrael, the Kavana Savach Shamayim. So the Beis Yosef writes in Kuf Lamed Aleph, the same Kavono says the Zohar HaKadosh applies to Nefilas Sapayim. Mesiras Nefesh L'Misa. I saw the Shlach HaKadosh in his Siddur. He cites the Gemara in the fourth parak of Brachas. The Gemara has a famous machlokes, whether Tefillah Keneged Tmidim Tiknum or Tefillah Keneged Avos Tiknum, the Rambam has to pass in both. So he says, according to the Man Yoma, that Tefillah Keneged Tmidim Tiknum, namely, Korbanos HaMechaper, but there are avonos that are not nita mechapora. There are certain avonos that only misa mechapera. So that's the sugi at the end of Yuma, dalul chilub kapor, called by the Rambam, called by the Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, meiser atzmo lemisa, the concept that a person has to be ready to be meiser nefesh lemisa. And Rabbi Yaakov Edelman, I saw also in the Siddur, in this context of Tachanun, says, even those averas that the only kaparas through Misa, such as Chilul Hashem, that the Gemara says in Yuma, that only Misa v'chapeh. So Rabbi Yehuda has in Shavu Tshuva, and other Rishonim also, Rabbi Yehuda found what's not found in Chazal, what's not found in the Gemara. He said that the way to be mechaper for Chilul Hashem is by being mekadesh Shem Shamayim. He found what he called a Pesach Tikva. He found an opening, a hope. But through the Nefiyas Apayim, when a person is misvadeh and is noifel alponov, he's meiser atzmo lemisa, and in that schus, meichel lo kalabinesa. So, essentially, what we have just described till now is the three components of the Nefiyas Apayim according to Avinu Bechaye. Secondly, the unbelievable koyach, the power, the charismatic power of Nefilas Apayim that we see from several Gemaras, especially the Gemara Bamitzia Daf Nun Tes, found here on page number 2. The third item is the Beis Yosef's Chiddush from the Zohar, that Nefilas Apayim constitutes a person readying himself to be Meisa Nefesh Lemisa, and that, of course, is a Mechaper. And we also saw as well, even though we didn't yet see it inside of Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to examine this in the course of the series of Shiurim, the connection between Shemoneh Esrei and Tachanun. Why we are Nefil Apayim right after Shemoneh Esrei, and I mentioned there can't be any Hefsek, that's the Shidin Kubetzes, quote on Shulchan Aruch. So the Torah writes, and it's also mentioned by the Abu Dvarim, also cited by the Bach in Shulchan Aruch, in order to teach us that the Seder HaTfilah, there are several different physical postures that take place in the course of davening. One is yeshiva. We are sitting. We mentioned that a number of times, the Rambam writes in Perek Tesach HaTfilah, and this is the practice of Svardim. Matter of fact, the Rambam derived it from the Pasuk, Ashrei Yoshev Yisecha. The Rambam interpreted that Pasuk in a literal way. Happy are those who sit in your house, who sit in the Beis HaKnesses. The way a person would sit in his home. Solomon Zatzal said a whole shiur on this. On the last parak in Brachas, the Gemara says that kibeso, a shul is like a person's house. The distinction between a Beis Hamikdash and a bayis, the Rav Zatzal pointed out, Beis Hamikdash is the home of Hashem Yisbarach. And we are guests. We come as guests to the house of Hashem Yisbarach. We make Aliyah the Regal. And we enter the Beis Hamikdash. And the Ribbono Shel Olam tells us, "Mi bikei zos miyetchem remos chatzeroi." Be careful, don't trample in a mokah which is not yours. You're only the orchim. I am the ma'areach. I'm the one who's hosting over here. I am the host. Mashen kein in the Beis HaKnesses, that is our home. And the Ribbono Shel Olam comes b'torah reach, as the Gemara says in the first paragraph of Brachas, that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to the shul, doesn't see a minion. What did I come for? I came as a guest. So Asalvechi noted that you look in the Rambam carefully, there are two different postures that one has, the contrast of a shul and a Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash, Pasuk says in Kisavo, in the context of the mitzvah of Habas Bikurim, v'ishtachaviso ne'ashem elokecha, the obligation of ishtachavo, because the din is meiru mikdash. Shabsei say tishmeru mikdash itiro, the Gemara in Yevamos in the first parak. That's a pasuk found twice in Chumash. Shabsoi say tishmeru migdash itiro. The aloch of meir migdash demands the pasture of ishtachavo. We say every morning. V'ani b'rov chazdecha avo b'isecha eshtachave aleicha kotshecha b'yirasecha. The Gemara Megillah, Beis HaKnesses and migdash ma'at, so ishtachavo is the proper pasture of the Beis HaMikdash. But in the Beis HaKnesses, which is a migdash ma'at, so there the proper pasture is yeshiva. That's how the Rambam understood the pasuk. Ashrei Yoshev Yisecha, not happy are those who dwell in your house, which is Rov HaRishonim, but rather happy are those who sit in your house. So now coming back to the tour, why we have Nefilas Apayim after Shemoneh Esrei? So the tour writes that, and the Abu Dvarim, there are a number of different physical postures that we operate with in the course of davening. First, yeshiva, and the Rambam has yeshiva throughout the entire tefillah. The exception of Shemoneh Esrei, the tzibur always sits. The tzibur never stands, only the shiach tzibur stands, even for Kaddish. Sfadim have a practice to sit as well, based on that pasuk that I mentioned. The second, of course, is Amida, where a person is obligated to stand during different points. I remember I met a Sfaradi Rosh Hashiva who told me that Ashkenazim are like yo-yos. We just bob up and down. Kol ayom kol laila. Baruch Shama, we bob up. Hodu, we bob down. Mizmor LaSeida, we bob up. The rest, we bob down. Yishtabach, we bob up. Bechaz Kriya Shema, we bob down. We're a bunch of yo-yos. Omar Zeh B'Ivrit. Kamo yo-yo. Kach L'Shono Azahat. While Sfaradim essentially sit the entire davening. And that's what the Rambam says. In Hilchos Tefillah, Sha Yeshiva Shom Iskei HaMitzvah Yishenemar Asher Yoshev Yisecha. So the Torah explains that since we have different postures in the course of davening, Yeshiva, Amida, and Tefillah, and this is similar to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu came to Har Sinai, and there was a gzera because of the Chedor Egel. Hashem wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. So first we see Yeshiva. So look at the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, Va'eshev Bahar, Arboim Yom, Va'aboim Laila, by the Luchas of Rishonis. And then Amida, also there in Sefer Dvarim. Va'nechi Amadati Bahar, Kayom Marishonim, Arboim Yom, Va'aboim Laila, by the Luchas Shnios. And then Nefilas Apayim, Va'asnabal of Ne'ashem Kibar Rishonah, Arboim Yom, Va'aboim Laila. And so that's what we do. Essentially, what we do in the course of davening parallels what Hashem Yisbarach did. Namely, part of the davening is b'yeshiva, shmonesri is b'amida, and then the filas apayim, and that's why at the end of Tachanun, this is how the Mishnah Berurah passes the halacha, the end of Tachanun when we say, v'anachnu lo neida manaseh, we no longer know what to do. We've done everything that Moshe Rabbeinu did. What more can we possibly do? V'anachnu lo neida. So till that point, we are b'yeshiva. Manaseh, then we go b'amida. What more can we possibly do? And therefore, one is not allowed to speak, as I mentioned, between Shmoneh Esrei and Tefillas Apayim, because it's clearly a kind of tefillah richta. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah paskins that one can answer Kaddish and Kedusha in the middle of Tachanun. There are many, many questions with reference to Tachanun and Amitz Hashem. Hopefully I will discuss. But let me just add one additional point for this evening shiur. This looks like it's going to be a while. Vayomer David el God. That's the introduction, the preamble to Tachnunim. It's a pasuk in Sefer Shmuel, Shmuel Beis, Perek Chav Dalet, pasuk Yud Dalet. So that perek, the content of that perek in David HaMelech counts Klal Yisrael. Of course, we know there's a whole sugya in Yuma that David HaMelech acted inappropriately because the Torah tells us Chas V'Shalom if Klal Yisrael is counted, the Pesukim in Sefer Shmos, that it could lead to Magefa, Lo Yehem Neged Pilkodei Sam, and then David HaMelech was realizing that he acted inappropriately. And he asked Hashem Yisbarach to forgive him. So Hashem Yisbarach sends the Navi, God HaNavi, to tell the Nevuah to David HaMelech, and the Pasuk says over there, Haloch v'dibarto al David. I'm reading now from Shmuel Beis, Perek Chav Dalet, Sukim Yud Beis Yud Gimel. Tell David HaMelech, Kor Hashem, Shalosh Anochi Neitel Alecha. Essentially, I'm giving you three choices in terms of what your punishment is going to be. You chose one of them. Vayomer God el David vayagilo vayomelo. The first choice was Sheva Shonim Ro Biatzecha, 7 years of famine. The second choice was 3 months Nuscha Lifnei Tzarecha Vehurot Fecha. You'll be pursued by enemies and they'll pursue you relentlessly. And the third choice, 3 days of Dever Be'artzecha. We know about Dever. 3 days of plague, of pestilence. The third possibility. So Hashem told David, Choose one of the three. Vayomer David el God, tzar li me'ed. David HaMelech was in a state of siege. Nipla no b'yad Hashem, ki rabim rachamov, uv'yad odom ala pelo. Says Rashi, Nipla no b'yad Hashem, which of the three did he choose? Hadeber, he chose pestilence. He chose the plague. Not cherev, not the sword of the enemy. Not rov, not famine. Because, as Rashi explains, shegamu mosul la'ashirim, otzvei peros, omar David, omar Rav Alexandri. This is the statement of Chazal that Rashi cites. Im ani bori li hacherev, if I decide to choose the option of the sword, that my enemy should pursue me, achshav Yisrael omrim, hu boteach bigvurav, shehulo yambus v'achem yambuso. He's going to rely upon his valiant warriors and his soldiers. He's not going to die. Other people are going to die. So David said, that would not be right. V'imani borei harav, and if I choose famine, well, people say, oh, he's a wealthy person, so he has no problem. Boteach ube'oshra. So therefore, what will I choose? Dever, shakol shavimbo. And that everyone knows. This COVID-19 pandemic has taught us kulanu shavim. There's no distinction between individuals of different socioeconomic levels. It affects the entire world, all humanity. So this pasuk Chazal say was niskan to be said before the Tefillas Hapayim, because on the one hand, David HaMelech asked Hashem, I should not fall bidei oivim, and at the same time, I should not fall the rov, I should not fall the dever. And this is the tefillah that begins with vidui, chatosi lefanecha. Vidui is critical. As the Gemara says in Yuma, aval anachtu chatonu is the ikra vidui. So the object of this series of shiurim, and we just began with a very small introduction, is to explore both, and yes, Hashem, as we'll see, the overall structure of this perek in Tehillim, perek Vav, to show you the unbelievable beauty of how David HaMelech, Beruach Kodesh, was mechaber this perek in Tehillim. And once we recognize the power, the charisma, the unbelievable koach of the Tefillas Hapayim, then from there, we will proceed as well to examine some of the nitty-gritty, some of the nuts and bolts, some of the minutia of the halachas that Am Yetzer Hashem we will explore in the upcoming shurim relating to Tachanun. So this introductory shir, was simply to provide an overview, a kind of background for the Tefillas Hapayim. Am Yetzer Hashem, tomorrow night and Tuesday night, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we will continue. I suspect we'll probably go a bit further than that as well, and exploring some of the details, some of the minutia of this perek in Sefer Tehillim.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Yishkar.
Okay.